NGO Action Breaks Silence runs a 12-week self-defense empowerment program for girls and a 12-week empathy program for boys. This allows young children, it gives them the platform to break the silence about the violence that they have experienced or have witnessed. Debbie Stephen, then founder and president of Action Breaks Silence, joins you this morning. Debbie, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for inviting me on the show.
As I've explained a little bit of it, I'm sure listeners are looking to hear a little bit more about Action Breaks Silence. So what is Action Breaks Silence?
Action Breaks Silence is a South African NGO that's trying to tackle not just gender-based violence in South Africa, but actually tackling gender-based violence globally.
And talking about that, you mentioned that some of the process that you do is that you run a 12-week self-defense program and a 12-week empathy program for boys and girls. Maybe before we even get to that, what drove you as the founder and the president? What drove you to start the organization in the first place?
Unfortunately, I suffered a number of sexual attacks when I was a young girl. And this really was, I think, an absolute catalyst for me to actually start focusing on how I can help others. And so it was sort of, I guess, a trauma that happened to me that was the catalyst of something really positive in the long term.
And let's talk about the programs. And I would imagine some are drawn from your experience and how you healed during the process of healing. So what are some of the programs that you have that are available?
I think something that's quite unusual is that we've got boys and girls working side by side, and that the boys and girls are actually at junior school age. And the girls program is using self-defense a little bit differently to most. We're using self-defense, the actual physicality of it, as a tool to empower young girls and to increase their knowledge and awareness of gender-based violence. And very, very important is to give them self-worth and give them sort of a set of skills to be able to set their own boundaries. And at the same time, we're working with young boys, as you mentioned earlier on, and sort of an empathy program. And it's absolutely incredible because we're making, sort of giving young boys a part of becoming maybe the solution to gender-based violence. And they've been incredibly, incredibly excited. I mean, we've taught thousands of young boys in South Africa. And one of the things that really stood out for me was their real, real excitement when our facilitators that live in the communities we work in actually say, do you know why we're here? We're here to teach you to be a hero. Do you know what that is? And then we talk around that and stuff like developing of empathy and, you know, what they can do as young boys just to be incredible young South African boys.
And, you know, your story is a positive one whenever I listen to it. So how do we make Women's Day, Women's Month, to be more than just about abuse? I do think that we're not using positive stories to encourage and give hope. Maybe you have a different view. Are we using positive stories to encourage and give hope?
I think in a tiny way, yes, but not enough. I mean, I'm doing a master's degree in women and child abuse, and one of the topics that I discussed was, does sexual violence damage you for life? And after doing all the research that you're meant to do at that level of education, I came up with the thing, well, actually, what I think we should be doing is maybe focusing less on the trauma and more on these incredible stories of young girls and women's resilience and what people actually end up doing after going through some, horrifically violent experiences. So I really do think we should be focusing on just the resilience of women. And not necessarily just women that have experienced gender-based violence, but women in general that are just, achieving incredible, incredible things.
And, you know, we mentioned earlier on about training boys about combating gender-based violence, but you talk about the bystander effect. What is that?
Well, I think, this is an international issue. And whenever I spoken to men in a number of countries, they sort of, and young boys, they're not really sure what to do. And there are incredible guys out there. There are guys that are horrified by what some of the other men are doing. And they seem to just be included in one big sort of one big group. And I think giving guys and giving young boys an opportunity to actually be part of the solution is very important. I think one of the things is a lot of us as human beings, we tolerate certain things. And if we stop tolerating rape jokes and we stop tolerating sexist comments about women, I think it's a start. And I think for guys, giving them a place to actually do that and say, look, if your friend's making a comment about rape that you disagree with, then you also must stand up and be that warrior. You must also stand up and say, well, actually, I totally and utterly disagree with what you're saying. And we cannot treat women like this anymore.
And also, to those listening out there that want to become ambassadors for Action Breaks Silence, what do we do? Where do we start?
I think they can just, I think they can contact us. Our website is very easy, actionbreaksilence.org. And we have got, the charity has got some incredible people behind us, men and women. And I think let's start focusing on, not just a day or 16 days or International Women's Day, but let's start actually focusing as a community every single day at pushing to stop gender-based violence and really focusing on inspirational women. And let's get government and corporates involved in actually supporting organizations that are tackling the root causes of this, not tackling the trauma only, but actually going back and trying to educate really, really young kids to be really positive, incredible youngsters in our communities.
Debbie, very quickly, your parting words to the Cape Talk community.
I think let's stick together as a community and let's build positive communities and let's build safe communities.
Debbie Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you so much. I will do.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, thank you so much for joining us in conversation.